This is Ozarks at Large. This week, Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art announced the acquisition of a Frank Lloyd Wright house. The house, built in 1954, was commissioned by Abraham Wilson and Gloria Bachman. Gloria's brother was an apprentice in Wright's Taliesin Fellowship. The home's most recent owners, an architectural and design team, Sharon and Lawrence Tarantino, have struggled recently to protect the house from floodwaters. The floods from the nearby Millstone River have increased in frequency and intensity in recent years. The Tarantinos put the house up for sale in 2012, stipulating it would need to be moved from its original location in Somerset County, New Jersey, by the new owners. Diane Carroll, media relations manager for Crystal Bridges, says a location for the reassembled house on the Crystal Bridges campus has been selected.
In general, it has, and as you can imagine, extensive site analysis needed to take place before anything moved forward. It was a main element to make sure that we will be able to honor Wright's original design intent for the house. So in looking at all of those specifications and developing site analysis, it looks like we have a wonderful location fairly close to the museum's south lobby, where we will have the benefit of both trees and some woods surrounding the house, but also views to water with Crystal Spring. And those two elements figure prominently in its current New Jersey location. The other element that we're able to avoid is the rising water that the house currently faces now.
Yesterday, Rod Bigelow, the executive director of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, discussed the acquisition.
One of the very important things we're doing is documenting the process from beginning to end. So we've got a videographer in the field next week to really document what the house exactly looks like today. Exactly how the furniture is, et cetera, and then they'll record all of the deconstruction process. It'll be gathered into a space, and then J.B. Hunt has been generous enough to transport it to us. It'll come, and we are starting construction in the next few months to prepare for its arrival. So that'll happen on site at the museum. And then we'll begin the process of just sorting, beginning to reconstruct it. So it'll be about a year, just over a year's process from beginning to end.
Do you happen to know how, I mean, are things, obviously you have the record, are things numbered? Slats, boards, bricks, glass?
Yes, Sharon and Lawrence Tarantino are meticulous architects, and they've cared for this home for decades and love it, treat it as their child. And so they have numbered every single part of the house. And they're really, every piece will be numbered, every piece will have its spot. And it'll be, I won't say it'll be easy, but it'll be a defined project from beginning to end.
That is the advantage that former owners exactly wanted this to happen. So they were in preparation for a move, and they were architects.
Yes, for a couple of years they've been really looking for a place to put this house because it was endangered. I mean, it's been flooded several times, and they were very concerned that they couldn't continue to maintain the house in the condition that it really needed to be maintained. So looking for a suitable site for many, many months, and I think we've achieved that here.
What was the process like here looking for the place where the home would be reassembled?
Well, it's a lot like a process we do with a work of art, and it's a lot of walking the site, understanding the orientation and the placement of the house as it exists today, and try to figure out what Wright was thinking and how he designed it in relation to the landscape, and then trying to do something that reflected that here. Clearly, the topography is not exactly the same as where it is in New Jersey, but trying to find a spot that would reconcile with the house well was so important. So walking through the site, sort of delving through woods and trying to find a good location was the hardest part.
Have you figured out what kind of programming might be associated inside or about the house?
Well, at Crystal Bridges, architecture has always been a significant part of who we are, and I think people have learned and experienced architecture in a new way with Moshe Safdie's work. And we've always talked about how the role of Safdie's work plays within the role of Faye Jones and others in this community. And so I think the Wright House creates that perfect energy to look at the heritage of architecture that's here with this building. And so we've developed a great deal of curriculum already, and we'll now sort of shift that a little bit to focus on the Wright House a bit. We would love to develop programming for kids and adults to tour the house on a regular basis, likely have it open much of the year so that there's great access. The museum is always about access, so trying to continue that philosophy with this house is very important.
You mentioned taking catalog of the furniture, and of course, Wright was known for creating interiors as well as exteriors. Will it look, when it's reassembled, pretty much like it looks now? I imagine it doesn't look exactly like it did when it was first built.
No, in 1954, when it was built, certainly the utilities and the equipment, like the stove and all those things, were vintage, but they've been changed over the years because they just became dysfunctional. And so there have been some upgrades along the way, and we'll try to maintain those based on the state of the houses today. So we're not going to retroactively move the house back to 1954. We're going to try to preserve it as it is today.
We know that there has been some flooding with the house and some damage. Will there have to be some new pieces put into the house because of that damage?
No, the Tarantinos have done a diligent job of restoring when they needed to and making sure that the house is up to snuff. There are parts of the house that can't be moved, things like the cinder block wall, so that'll have to be reconstructed, but using the techniques that were originally used when the house was built. So there's some sort of fundamental parts of the house, certainly the slab that the house is built on can't be moved, but our effort is to make sure that that's replicated at almost exactly the same as what it is here, and trying to make sure the craftsmen here putting the house back together are thinking and really preserving the way in which it was done originally.
From the outside, this appeared to be a tremendous surprise, something unexpected. It seems like the reaction locally and nationally, and perhaps even internationally, I don't know, has been the same. Have you been at all surprised by the amount of reaction?
Well, I think our foremost objective is to save the house. There's an importance for us to provide access to things like architecture and art in a different manner than maybe you'd expect. And so it was sort of unexpected for us too. I think it's a good thing that people are recognizing that it's an important project. It goes to the basis of what, it really looks back at a really important part of Wright's architectural heritage is. So I think, I don't know that I'm stunned. I'm more interested in what people think about it than anything. So I'm excited to see how the public can participate with us along the way.
After the initial surprise for many wore off, it makes sense. This is about American art, and I don't think there's anyone who would deny that Frank Lloyd Wright was an American artist.
Definitely. I mean, iconic. It's what, when you think about architecture, I think maybe most of us think about Wright first off, especially from the American perspective. And I think what we're really excited as well to do is to work with the Faye Jones School of Architecture at the university to work through the whole reconstruction process with us so that we have students that are learning along the way and giving us new perspective as well. So we don't have any particular, we don't have a curator of architecture, so we're going to be leaning on those folks quite a bit to help us interpret the house. I think what's really interesting is going to be the process, because like you mentioned before, the house is spectacular from the outside, and the process of seeing it as a work of art to some degree from the exterior is really incredible, and to see how that comes together. And then the interior creates a completely different dynamic and perspective. So it'll be interesting to see the evolution. It's sort of like when we were building the building and seeing it evolve and grow from afar, you'll be able to do the same exact process with this house. So it's pretty cool.
Rod, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Rod Bigelow is the executive director of Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art in Bentonville. This week, the museum announced the purchase of a Frank Lloyd Wright house that will be moved from Somerset County, New Jersey, to the museum campus in Bentonville. I talked with him yesterday at Crystal Bridges.